The Church of God the Eternal presents The Way of the Exodus, a message by Mr. John Brisby for the night to be much observed, April 10th, 2017.
Very special greetings to all of you, dear brethren, gathered together in places around the world on this night, this beginning of a seven-day Feast of Unleavened Bread, again in the year 2017. Just after sunset, here we are to recognize that this is a high holy day, the first day of Unleavened Bread, and the very beginning of a seven-day period that God has set apart with very significant symbolism. On the Passover night, last night, we've already seen that Jesus Christ called himself the way. Notice again very quickly John 14, verse 6. John 14, verse 6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So he calls himself, interestingly, a way. He is the very same God being who created a miraculous way physically for a people thousands of years ago to come out of physical slavery, that of ancient Israel. And so we want to look very briefly before we get into the celebration of our dinner and our fellowship together tonight, just a quick reminder of why God set this night apart and wanted his people to remember it and to celebrate. So Exodus 3, verse 6. Exodus 3, verse 6. Because here was Moses now on the mountain when he saw the burning bush and he came to investigate. God communed with him there and gave him instruction for what he wanted him to do, because Moses was going to become an instrument of God to accomplish God's purpose. And here, God says, Exodus 3, verse 6, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. It must have been an incredibly powerful experience to be in the presence of the manifestation of that God on the mountain. And the Eternal said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. So in essence, he's saying, I am come to do a work which is going to involve travel, because these people are going to move from one place to another. Verse 9, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. God was proposing a travel itinerary. They were not going to remain where they were. He was going to pick them up and move them to a new place. And he was going to provide a way to make it possible. How did this God, who became Jesus Christ, provide a way of physical salvation to those Israelites of old? There we want to turn to Exodus 12. Beginning in verse 21, and I'll read as rapidly as I can, as usual, through verse 42, which tells the synoptic story of the Exodus. It was a story that was fulfilled upon this very night, this night to be much observed, the beginning of the 7-day feast of unleavened bread. Exodus 12, verse 21, "And Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until morning." And so that's synonymous with the night, last night, the Passover night, separate and apart, though the Jews don't understand it, from this night. "For the Eternal will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Eternal will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you." A symbolism of that blood of Jesus Christ, pictured last night in our service by the wine, which is the process by which we can be redeemed and saved from eternal destruction. Verse 24, "And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when you be come to the land which the Eternal will give you, according as he hath promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, What mean you by this service? That you shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Eternal had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they." So it began by the observance of God's instructions to fulfill the Passover obligation. What resulted from their obedience to the Passover command? Then there was the travel, wasn't there? Verse 29, "And it came to pass that at midnight the Eternal smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all of his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead." So God created a miracle by the death of the Egyptian firstborn that turned everything upside down. "And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go and serve the Eternal as you have said. Also take your flocks and of your herds as you have said, and be gone and bless me also." He was finally humbled enough after this 10th and final great plague, at least for a time, to stop contending with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to do what he required, to let the people go. Verse 33, "And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We be all dead men." They knew they were dealing with a God, a force that they could not resist. Their gods of wood and of stone were not helping them. And so in superstitious fear, they finally relented and then thrust the Israelites out of their midst. Verse 34, "And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Eternal gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed." So now the actual travel begins. After all of the miracles that God created leading up to this point, now it is made possible for them to begin to actually make the trip. "The children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men beside children, and a mixed multitude went up also with them, and the flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual." Verse 40, "Now the sojourning," the traveling, of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And I'm sure after all of that amount of time, there were many who thought they never would leave. It would never be possible to be free from the dominion of their taskmasters. And yet God did it, didn't he? It came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Eternal went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Eternal for bringing them out from the land of Egypt, the beginning of this great journey on this path led by God and precisely the one who became Jesus Christ, the way. It began on this night. This was where their Exodus began. It wasn't the end of the story. It was the beginning of the story. It is a night to be much observed unto the Eternal for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Eternal to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And that means including you and me, brethren. And the generations of the Church of God, as we have been taught by a chosen servant, the meaning of this night, the beginning of the seven-day feast, and what it pictures in signifying our beginning to walk out of slavery, of sin which is against us and threatens to kill us eternally, and yet providing a miraculous way, this same God now has set in motion a plan and a purpose which allows you and me to be the beneficiaries and to travel that way to an ultimate reward. Even as ancient Israel was provided a way out of physical slavery, you and I have been offered a way out of sin. That sin which enslaves us and keeps us subject to death. This opportunity for salvation is an incredible blessing, and the reason that God wants us to celebrate this night together. So for those of you who are blessed to be able to gather with maybe even one or another or a few, then you have a chance to confirm the memorial of the Exodus, the beginning of our walk out of sin. We have a lot to celebrate tonight in the beginning of this Feast of Unleavened Bread.
The Church of God the Eternal has just presented The Way of the Exodus, a message by Mr. John Brisby for the night to be much observed, April 10th, 2017.